Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The word of the Lord which engages us this morning comes from our gospel lesson read earlier. Storms, storms, storms. What's the big deal? I grew up in southern Kansas, the middle of the tornado alley in the 1960s. During tornado season, it was routine for us to head to the storm shelter if there was any kind of watch or warning going on, and sit down in our storm shelter in our yard for an hour or two until the storm had passed. It was a natural part of life. I don't ever remember being afraid of storms. Just like many Californians get used to earthquakes, many of us in the Midwest and the South kind of get used to storms and tornadoes. Dr. Dost loves it when I quote him and cite him publicly, but I'm going to. He conjectures that tornadoes may not actually be a result of the fall, but something that could have been part of God's created order from the very beginning. What makes tornadoes and storms dangerous now is not their fierceness, not their violence, but our fragility. Pre-fall, Adam and Eve, he thinks, may have been so sturdy and durable that they could have enjoyed a ride on a tornado, kind of like you and I enjoy a ride on a roller coaster today. But since our fall into sin, we are not so sturdy. We are very fragile. And things like storms and diseases and car accidents and explosions do horrific things to our fragile bodies. Dr. Dost's hypothesis is actually somewhat similar to how C.S. Lewis portrays the new creation in his book, The Great Divorce. In that, the new creation and our resurrected bodies are portrayed as being many times more solid, more real than these present fragile bodies that we live with. Storms, storms, storms. So, what's the big deal? Well, it obviously is a big deal now when storms, hurricanes, tornadoes fully unleash their fury on our fragile buildings and bodies. I helped with some of the cleanup last summer in Joplin, Missouri, after the EF5 tornado took more than 150 lives there. That devastation, a mile wide and some 20 miles long, was simply breathtaking. Awe-inspiring to see what 220 or 250 mile an hour winds can do to God's creation. By this point in the gospel, in our gospel lesson, Jesus had been healing many people and casting out many demons. Mark specifically records that the disciples had watched Jesus heal a paralyzed man and a man with a withered hand. He had cleansed a leper. He had preached and challenged the scribes, but at this point in the story, he had not actually done anything for his disciples. They had not had any firsthand experience with Jesus rescuing them. Later, Jesus will feed them when he feeds the 5,000, and he will rescue them again from the water when he walks across the Sea of Galilee. But at this point in the gospel, Mark 4, Jesus had apparently done nothing specific to rescue his disciples. Do you ever feel like the Lord has not really done anything specific to rescue you? We read all of these various miracles of healing and rescue that Jesus and the prophets and the apostles did for God's people, but in our lives, sometimes it can feel like Jesus is asleep in the back somewhere. While we're paddling anxiously, Jesus is sleeping in the back of our boats, and all we can do is just kind of make it through the storm. Who is this man that even the winds and the sea obey him, but I've not seen him do any active miracles in my life? When you go to a cemetery, you expect to see gravestones, but rarely do we see very many sculptures. But if you go to Memorial Cemetery in Gainesville, Georgia, there are marble statues by the Italian sculptor Lavinigo sprinkled all throughout the cemetery, statues depicting various events in the life of Christ. There's one statue in the middle of a pond. You guessed it. It's a statue of Christ in a boat with his disciples, calming the water. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of people visit that cemetery every year, grieving the loss of their parents, their spouses, their children, or their friends. Their lives have been filled with anxiety, with a sense of powerlessness, smallness, and perhaps contemplating their own mortality, their own fragile position in this world. And there, in the middle of this pond, is this statue of Jesus in a boat with three of his disciples cowering behind him. There's Jesus telling the water, "Peace, be still." There is Christ with his other frightened disciples. There is Christ, the God-man who set the foundations of the world, who still has the power to rebuke the wind and calm the storm. There is Christ, who does care so much that we are perishing, caring so much that he gives his own life for his disciples, for you, and for me. What active miracle has Christ done in your life and in mine? He has washed us with the calm water. He has baptized us into his death and resurrection, connecting us mysteriously to himself in ways that we will never fully understand in this fragile life. Storms, storms, storms. They will come, both literally and figuratively, in our lives, and it's always tempting for us to think that somehow Jesus is sleeping back there through our lives. But we need not be anxious. Knowing who this Savior is, knowing he has promised to be with us always, to never leave us or to forsake us, in him we are abundantly comforted through all our afflictions as we await that day that we will see him fully in our resurrected flesh. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.